Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. 50 years ago this week in Detroit, simmering tensions between the mostly white police force and the African-American community reached a boiling point. After a police raid on an illegal after-hours bar, violence erupted into an uprising that lasted days. 43 people died in the violence, many more were injured, and thousands of buildings were destroyed. In the days that followed, though, a dedicated and diverse group of people got together and formed a coalition called New Detroit. Their mission was to come to terms with what caused the violence in the first place and to prevent it from happening again. Today, 50 years later, New Detroit is led by Shirley Stancato, who even as a little girl growing up in the city, saw the tension that strained the community.
I do remember sort of a resolve on the part of folks to figure out what happened. There was also very much a, not that there was not a divide to begin with, but the feeling of that there was a greater divide. I lived in a neighborhood where there were blacks and whites, my neighbors were. And clearly not too long after that, that totally changed where many of the whites moved away. Without having the kind of conversation that neighbors would have to say, you know, I found a new home, I'm moving, or any of the other reasons that people move. A lot of things changed in this community in terms of businesses closing. And really in terms of even in the schools, when I went to the school in the fall, the complexion, if you will, of the schools changed, obviously, because people were moving away.
Now, you head this organization, New Detroit. You mentioned this was formed just days after this uprising, and it's in the name, isn't it? New Detroit. And tell me about that.
It's really a proud moment for our community because we talk often about what happened, this event, if you will, in 1967, but we don't talk enough about the community's response to the event. So at the time, and when I tell the story, I say Republican Governor Romney called up Democratic Mayor Kavanaugh, who was the mayor of Detroit, and said, you know, we didn't see this coming. We need to do something about it. They tapped a 32-year-old Joe Hudson, whose family owned the major retail outlet here, which at that time was Hudson's Department Store, and now is its new iteration is Macy's, and said, ask him to pull together a group of people who could begin to look at what happened, but also not just look at what happened, but what they could do about changing it. And Joe Hudson pulled together a group of 39 people, very unlike any other group, leaders, corporate, business leaders, community leaders, grassroots organization leaders, black and white, to come together to make a decision about what to happen. So that was 3 days after this happened. The leadership in the state said, we need to make a change. And Joe Hudson answered that call at 32. This is our 50th anniversary also. And we continue to meet to work to solve issues. And do we have difference of opinions? Absolutely, we do. But our resolve is to stay at the table, to have the discussions that are necessary, to talk about the elephant in the room and come up with solutions, with ways we can have solutions to the problems that we have. So that was our community's, one of the responses that this community had to this, as people would say, you know, rebellion or uprising or civil disturbance based upon your perspective.
And I want to ask you exactly that. To some people, it's semantics. Which is it? Is it rebellion? Is it uprising? Most people say riot.
People say riot because that's what the media coined it first, and most of the media was white. And I think we spend a lot of time having a discussion about what to call it because it's a safe place for people. I can talk about that and not have to talk about what caused it. And as I often say, people talk about the fire, but not the frustration that led to the fire. At New Detroit, what we say is it's your perspective. If you, to some, it's a riot. We know, I believe it was a rebellion based upon all of the issues that were present in the African-American community at the time that caused this. So it wasn't the police breaking up a party at a Blind Pig. It was all the things that led up to that. It was a complexion of the police department based upon the complexion of the city. And so for some, it's a rebellion. For some, it's a riot. And I think instead of us spending our time naming it, having people understand why I might call it a rebellion and somebody else might call it a riot and someone else might call it a civil disturbance, that's the place where we meet to have the conversation. And through that understanding, figure out ways to make sure that this never happens again.
What else was going on in Detroit at the time when it all touched off?
At the time, there were a lot of issues. So the police department, and you know, you sort of see that today, the police department was only 5% black at a time when the city was more than 40% black. There was a police unit called the Big Four, and I remember this. It was a group of four plainclothes white police officers in an unmarked car who used to drive through the neighborhoods, really, and really mistreat the young, mostly African-American boys. And I recall, particularly on Saturdays, because that's when we were home, you would hear this yell, the big four, and it would be from some kid in the neighborhood. And all the boys would run. And if the police caught you, then they would do what they will with you. And that was one of the pieces of the puzzle, that this whole mistreatment by the police department of the populace that, that lived there. And then we really even leading up to in 67, we had STRESS, Stop the Robberies, Enjoy Safe Streets, another unit of the police department whose job it was, from the perspective of young kids of color, was to really treat them as less than human. So the police department was an issue. Housing, affordable housing. Affordable housing was really an important piece for people of color, where there was housing, and many times they were cramped into public housing at the time or places that really weren't big enough for families. Unemployment was really was high at that point, high for people of color. So if you take unemployment, a police department that wasn't reflective or responsive to the citizens that they served, and issues of housing and affordable housing, those are some of the issues, really, that cause this explosion of feelings and explosion of behavior on the part of people in the community. And not just African-American people, because there are whites in the community that also participated in some of the, you want to call it looting, and some of the behavior that really ended up in lots of smoke and lots of fires and lots of destruction of property.
Where is Detroit now? When you take it all in, this city of your youth and city of your entire life, where's the city now?
Well, the city really is moving back in a great way in some ways, and still behind in other ways. Here in Detroit, our conversation now is downtown and midtown is thriving, but then there's the neighborhoods. The focus now is on the neighborhoods. It's great. You have to have a core city that's thriving, and it's wonderful, and jobs are coming back and new jobs are moving in, and it's all kinds of building and rehabbing everywhere. But the neighborhoods still have a long way to go. And the neighborhoods really are where most of the people of color live. One of the things that Detroit has, and in a lot of ways it kind of goes against, is we are a large land mass, 139 square miles. You can set Manhattan and San Francisco and Boston inside Detroit and still have land left over. And so when people fled, if you will, then oftentimes they left houses and abandoned them. So the process that we're going through right now is tearing down those houses as a first step. But trust me, a lot needs to happen in the neighborhoods. Really, it's going to take all of us working together to continue to talk about it, but also to continue to focus on what we can do to make change.
Well, it's a 50-year anniversary. It's a time to mark the uprisings of 1967 in Detroit, and also the new Detroit that sprung up in the days after. Shirley Stancato is president and CEO of New Detroit, and a native and lifelong Detroiter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.